Season 2 of the Imperfect Podcast with myself, Nate Estrada. What's it going to look like? What are we going to talk about? I recall in my first episode introducing this podcast that I think I said I was going to talk about Christianity without quoting the Bible too much because it would be more appealing to a non-Christian audience, or it would just seem quote-unquote cooler to some people. And I was wrong to say that. So yeah, there's no way I'm going by that principle anymore. I've been convicted and corrected over the last few months, maybe last year anyway. There's no way you could talk about God, talk about Christianity, or talk about the Bible without quoting or referencing the Bible. So we're going to be Bible heavy. You know, I'm going to go deep into verses somewhat. I'm going to build my episodes off of verses. Yeah, we're going to go from there. I'm going to give my little chat. We're going to talk. Might not have as many guests because my brain has so many ideas that I just want to talk about nonstop. I've also considered the fact that the quality of my work can be improved. While I think that it would be amazing if my audience sat through my hour 30 long, 40 minute, 50 minute episodes, or however long they usually are. You gotta be real. Well, I have to be real. Not everybody has the time or patience to sit around and listen to an hour long conversation of me. Even though I think we have good quality talks, I know I gotta shorten up a little bit. Can't be just rambling on for a long time. And I gotta be more interesting. So, you know, I'm gonna improve the quality of my work visually, audibly, content-wise. Still talk about God, don't get it twisted. I'm still cater my work towards younger people that need to or should work their way towards a life with Christ, or, you know, giving advice to people that need help. I've also felt convicted over the fact that I don't prepare enough for my episodes. Like, I feel like there's more I could do to make topics more interesting and to make better points. So I'm going to work on that as well. And being around over these last few months, just talking and being around certain people. Like, if y'all are listening, shout out to Dom and Asia. Y'all are like Beja. Asia's literally, her Instagram name is literally Beja the Bible Nerd. And she's in seminary and she knows the Bible like the back of her hand, at least the way I see her. Same with Dom. Dom's younger and on his way to seminary, but you see, if you've been watching my episodes, you've seen Dom in a previous episode, and he's very, very smart, very, very intelligent when it comes to the Bible. And outside of knowing the information of the Bible, he's a great man of God as well. Same thing with Asia. She's a great woman of God. These two people have helped me realize that I should do better. And there's more time in the Bible I need to spend, more research I need to do, more learning I need to do. So I'm glad that I haven't put out episodes in a while, because I've been spending time building my knowledge of the Bible and growing as a Christian. If you listen to my last episode, the 1 year anniversary, this summer I got baptized, and that's easily the best day of my life now. And ever since then, my eyes have just been open to more things God is just telling me about. I probably talked about this in that episode, but I thought after I got baptized, it was just going to be like low-key checking something off of this. But things have really changed, and my mindset has changed. My vision on life as a Christian has changed. So I'm very excited for the content I'm going to make with this podcast. I hope to have some more guests. Obviously, going to work Kamaria back on here. Shout out to her. She's doing a lot of great things. She's going to probably be on your Instagram feed sometime soon. not with the Imperfect Podcast. Of course, I got my guy Beam. Got so many people that have been on episodes with me, and I can't wait to have them back. But I literally just have these thoughts in my brain and these things I'm realizing as a Christian that I got to get out on these episodes, and I got to do it on my own. And I hope with my work that I produce, I start to appeal to my audience more. I start to get more followers and stuff like that. And I can bring people to Christ. That's the main goal. I don't do this for clout or money or recognition. It's really to be an example and help people be molded into that human of God or child of God that they're called to be. I've had many opportunities to just be an example of a man of God, whether it be one-on-one to somebody or from a group of people. But ever since I've been baptized, I feel like I've executed those moments in a way that God would be proud of, and the way the Bible tells me to live my life. So I pray and I hope that with my episodes, the content I make, I pray that I'm a good example to people looking to grow their faith. And yeah, I also ask that if you disagree with something I say, or you notice something that I say is wrong, please call me out. Please call me out, whether it be a DM, a comment on posts, please call me out. Let's talk about it. I may be wrong. You may be wrong. Let's just have a conversation and learn. Let's figure out who's wrong, who's right. Let's go to Bible by it. Let's pray about it and stuff like that. Speaking of commenting on posts and stuff, in the descriptions, I'll have links to the Instagram page, YouTube channel, TikTok page. Go follow all those, subscribe and all that, so you can see all my content and so that we can stay connected. I'm trying to grow a community of Christians, young, old, middle age, whoever you are. I'm going to build a great virtual community of Christians that help each other grow and learn. Speaking of growing and learning, the name of my podcast is The Imperfect Podcast. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. Nobody on this earth is perfect. Paul said in Romans, nobody is perfect. We've all fallen short of the glory. I feel like I just said that wrong, and I hate that. But you get what I'm saying. We've all fallen short. We have slip-ups. We have mistakes. Let's help each other grow. Help me grow. Help you grow. We're in this together. No, we got to get to heaven together. Not individually. I mean, yeah, we're going to have to answer for our own sins. It's our individual walk with Christ, but let's help each other make it to eternal glory with God. I'll say a few topics coming up. One that I've thought about yesterday as I was driving back to school is dealing with anger as a Christian. I think me and Kamari made an episode about that, but I'm going to title it, Why Are You So Angry? Or as a Christian, why are you so angry? That ties in with patience, being slow to anger, leaving vengeance for the Lord. There's so many things I can cover with that, but that's just one topic I really want to talk about at some point within the next week or two. So look out for that episode and many more that have to come. I'm so excited for what's going to happen. I'm also working on a Discord so that we can have another form of communication, and so that I can connect my entire audience. So look out for that at some point. I'm still working on that. As far as other things, that might be it. If you have topic ideas, please somehow contact me, DM me, comment, something. Oh, that's another thing. My viewers that are not in the United States, I have people in Germany, China, Japan, the Philippines, Africa, Nigeria, Russia, Belgium, South America. I need y'all to tap in with me, you know what I'm saying? I had some people in Canada. I don't know where y'all are. Even the people in the United States. I'm on the East Coast. All my West Coast people, anybody. I need to somehow get in contact with you. First, especially the people international that aren't in the U.S. I've been blown away to see that I have people not in the United States listening to me. It blew me away that people not were in the area I'm from listens to me. Like, I have people in San Jose, Vegas, Indianapolis, people all over the United States. I'm so thankful for that you all have listened to my content. And I want to see who you are. I want to talk to you. Please follow me on Instagram at imperfect.podcast_. TikTok the same. Comment on this post. Leave your if you want to leave your email, maybe I'll get to you. But just know if you leave an email address in a comment section or something, you're putting it to the public. But yeah, but please, I need to connect with my audience. I hope the audience grows. Yeah, it's just great to see that people in different continents listen to me. I feel like there's some other stuff that I wanted to say that is. Can't cut. Oh, yes. Okay. Something I'm going to start doing, a little series, is spontaneous episodes when they're called Vulnerable Thoughts as a Christian. There's so many times where I just get random thoughts in my head, or I realize things about myself that somebody else may need to hear. Somebody can relate to that, and I need to talk about it. I think I'm just going to. If I get that feeling, I'm just going to come to my room, sit down, and record an episode like this. I might go live somewhere. I just need to get that out. I might go live on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. We'll see. But please follow me everywhere. Look out for these episodes. I'm very excited for season 2. If you're listening, I pray you have a great day, great next week. For all my college students starting their semesters, I pray for a great semester for y'all. Pray y'all have a blessed rest of your day. Again, my name is Nate Estrada, and this is the Imperfect Podcast.